Well, congratulations.
Cracker Fat, mate, you did it. But, Matty Oliver, unfortunately, mate, you came up short, but a very hotly contested final, so well done, boys.
It was really good to watch. What are we going to do? Start with their team, their match, hey?
Yep, all right. Well, Cracker, he posted a whopping score, 2,522 points. Mate, he can't shake a feather at that, can you?
So Cracker finished second overall and ended up with the grand final, and he won. So he beat Matty Oliver's team, Goddard, Love of Flag, who finished sixth. That was an amazing achievement getting to the final.
Yeah, that's pretty good, mate. You crawled up from the bottom half of the eight, and you made it, mate. You nearly took it out, but unfortunately just fell short by, 164 points.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You got to be pretty happy with that. Unfortunately, you're a bridesmaid again.
I don't stick the boot into it, mate.
No, I'm just saying it's a figure of speech because he came second in this comp.
Oh, and Tassie boys.
Yeah, and he played up the celebrity team, Warn Dogs, and he lost that one by only a couple of points. Hopefully we're, I don't know, it's pretty unlucky, man. He's kind of got booted out over the years and had some good seasons, but you're right up there, mate. Your other mate, Marco Matafis.
Well, he came second in the bottom eight for our competition.
Yeah, so Magpie Maniac, your favourite dad, he was 14th.
So in the bottom eight, yeah, it's kind of sixth. Yeah, just kind of just squeezed into the bottom eight.
So he posted 23.82. He beat Papa Wog's Mob, who posted 2.311.
Well, it's 71 points. It's less than a player score, isn't it?
So we'll go through the better players of those in a sec. Do you want to go back to the first game, Dad? Cracker?
Yeah, mate. So Cracker and Goddard Love a Flag. Oh, it's happening again.
Do you want me to take over?
Yeah, no. Anyway, well, okay, they both had Rocky as captain.
He got 127, which was doubled to
254 points. So as we said before, they had 15 players the same. So yeah, great minds think alike, mate. How's that? Nicky Riewoldt, the human rollercoaster, up and down every week.
But Matty Oliver proved you wrong, didn't he?
Yeah, but anyway, he's had good and bad. This week, the biggest score we have seen all year.
In Dream Team points, man, 200. That's amazing. Well done, Nicky Riewoldt. That's a fantastic score.
So the best before that was 180 by, who was that? Josh Kennedy for West Coast. What is going on?
Well, it is 9.30 on Sunday night, so.
Anyway, okay, we'll go back through the other ones. The big scorers. Hang on, we got the matching ones? Yeah, 115 for Zach Merritt.
They both had these players, by the way.
Yeah, cancelled out. Dusty Martin, 114. Dangerfield and Lockie Neal.
Both got 110. Doherty from Carlton got 102. And
Rory Laird, 101. Now, what was the difference between these guys?
Well, we had Tom Mitchell. He had him in his squad, so he stoked with that. 138 points.
How's Joel Selwood? 126. And Kay Simpson, 123.
Matty Boyd from the Dogs got 112. But Matty Oliver, I'm really sorry, man. You were very, very unlucky with some of these scores.
Mate, I tell you, you'd be pretty disappointed. We had, who was he? I don't know what we're up to. What are we looking at?
I'm in the wrong folder, sorry.
Well, you got screenshots and stuff.
Yeah, sorry, I'm a bit behind.
Mate, you'd think you'd be more organised for the last episode.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you're tired, so you know, stuff happens. Anyway, here we go, Matty Oliver. So the biggest letdown for you, my friend, was unfortunately Sam Jacobs, the big Ranger Ruckman from Adelaide.
Mate, he got 50 points. Fuck that.
Yeah, I tell me, man, that is disgusting. So, anyway, it's probably, yeah, may have been part of the difference.
Well, of course it was. Who's the other one? Well, Bernie Vince, 65, mate. Hang up your boots and give it a break.
Yeah, that really sucks. I'm so sorry, Matty Oliver. You had a couple of blokes in the 90s, Lukey Hodge and Cochin and Seb Ross. But, yeah, they really cost you. Menegola.
110, mate. That's pretty good. So I brought him got 117, which is pretty handy. Yeah, but that's about the best of it. On the other side, oh my goodness. Oh, we're halfway through and I'm already...
Yeah, that's all right. So, and who else was good on... the other side. So Crackers are the good one. Look, this is the scores he pumped out. 112, Matty Boyd, as we said. Cade Simpson, 123. Hannabury, even 100.
Lukey Parker, 83. He didn't really set the world a lot, but that's a pretty good score. We mentioned Mitchell, 138.
He had Selwood, 126. And Brody Grundy, 106 for the Pies.
Mate, so that's, you know, it's a pretty sobering end to the year all round. Players to look out for. We got any tips to pass on, mate?
Well, Josh Cowan from the Cats, he got 85. He was on the bench. And Tucker from Frio, 93.
They both had Tommy Phillips, 85. He was on the bench too. But yeah, so we'll... Okay, well, I'm sorry, Matty Oliver, you missed out. However, Boucher, mate. My dark horse, you won the granny. 71 in the bottom eight. 71 points up. You beat Papa Walk, who was second place last year in the top eight.
So it's a pretty good couple of years of competition. We really hope everyone's been enjoying it on Dream Team side of things.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun doing this podcast and playing Dream Team. We both got knocked out. I was first week of the finals,
and I was the week before last. So I don't know. It's good now to wrap it all up. Let us know online.
Well, no, you ask them every week. They'll give you bits and pieces, but yeah. If you love our stuff or you hate it, just tune out or tune in and just give us some comments and pictures and GIFs and whatever.
Gifts?
No, the rotating video things. GIF.
Oh, okay, sorry. So let's look at the Papa Walk game with bloody Maniac. James H. nearly cost you, Maniac, 17 points.
That's really disappointing, mate, for the end of the year.
Who cost him on the other side? So, Papa Walk had Wills for 55.
Oh, okay, yeah. Damn. Mate, just gonna have a step outside, glass of water later, eh?
Yeah, so Lob 38 as well at Canes, as does Tomlinson. Both Giants almost cost you Bouch, but you had Buddy Franklin 140.
And Robbie Gray 130. Mate, so you get some good and bad. But Papa Walk, mate, Naismith, you had him Timmy, didn't you? At 47.
Yeah, that's painful. We said Wills before for 55. We had some good stuff, though. That was pretty cool. I've had a good time this year, Dad, doing this with you.
Yeah, no, it's been pretty fun. What do you want to do before? We don't have next week, so what did you record?
Well, I recorded all the introductions for our the episodes, the themes.
Oh, yeah, thanks, mate. All the ones that I was playing on guitar and stuff and singing. Anyway, you want to play a bit of that? Just going to go back through. This is from the first episode. Bit of guitar, bit of EG.
So that was the very first one. So hope you get to think of that one.
Oh, mate, I don't like hearing my voice on tape.
So the next one is how different it is. Same notes?
Yeah, it's just finger picking and stuff. But yeah, that was cool. I think we got a lot of good feedback for that one. This is where it changed up a bit. Dream team.
Don't cut it off, Dad.
Mum will like that one too. And what was next? This is a bit of a... I don't know, the pace changes a little bit of this one. How many have we got, mate?
Oh, I just got a little bit left. Good guitar in that one, Dad. That was cool. Oh, we lost it.
Oh, what did you press it for?
Okay, we're back.
And we were changing guitars. So there's some shitty electric ones you have. So if you want to cast your votes, I don't know how you can explain them.
Yeah, just say, I don't know. There's just different bits and pieces that were cool about that. We've got some notes for next year, Dad.
Yeah, so come back if you enjoy that. Our comp is top-notch. But yeah, so we're going to say which intro was the best.
We're going to ask about the format too, if you want us to go through all the games and maybe list the top three fantasy players.
Yeah, or if we just happen to look at our team games between each of them. We look at the overall top three for each team. Bottom three, heroes and villains. Best artwork. And our favourite guest. So we're going to thank Sandy.
Thank you, guys.
And we're going to thank Anthony.
Hell yeah. So yeah, see you guys.